Oregon State Senator Alan Bates, a Democrat from Medford, died suddenly Friday evening at age 71. He was on a fishing trip on the Rogue River with his son, who found him in the river after just a few minutes apart. The prevailing theory is heart attack. Senator Bates, Dr. Bates, he was an osteopathic physician, served nearly 10 years in the Senate, several more in the House before that. His Senate district, number 3, is roughly the southern end of Jackson County, including much of Medford. People from all over the state and from both political parties are remarking upon his passing and his life. We want to hear from you, too. You have memories of Dr. Bates, Senator Bates, and his work in either one of his fields or personally. We'd like to hear from you. 800-838-3760 by phone, by email, jx@jeffnet.org. State Representative Peter Buckley of Ashland is one of the two state reps whose districts are contained within Senate District 3. Representative Buckley, difficult morning, I know, but thanks for joining us on the Jefferson Exchange.
Thanks, Jeff.
It's been a rather extraordinary weekend, I would think.
A very hard weekend. Bates was very happy, you know, in this past stretch of time. You know, we've accomplished a lot of things we set out to do, and he was very happy with his practice. His family was around him all the time, and he, you know, got to go out on the Rogue fly fishing, and he was a happy man and a great man. So this is just a total shock.
I guess I didn't realize how hard a worker he was. I was just hearing for the first time reports of the fact that during the legislative sessions, he would spend the weeks up in Salem, but then come back down and see patients on the weekend. So essentially work 7-day weeks all through the legislative sessions, which can go on for months.
That's true. In fact, in one of the sessions, I think it was the 2011 session, might have been 2013, I can't remember, but he was it was a very hard session, and he was doing that practice of going up to Salem, working hard. And when Bates worked in Salem, it wasn't just an 8-hour day. He would use the evening hours to negotiate, to try to get progress on issues, anything like from malpractice insurance to care for kids with autism. He just was relentless. And then he'd go back on Friday and start seeing patients on Saturday and Sunday. And I actually went by his office towards the end of one session. I said, Bates, you know, you've got to stop this. You've got to at least take a day off. And he looked at me and he said, you got to understand something. I really like being a doctor. I love seeing my patients. That's what I live for. And that shut me up a little bit, but I still kept trying to encourage him to take time off, which he was getting better at doing, ironically.
You know, his facility with information about medical stuff and health stuff, where it crossed over into the policy realm, was encyclopedic. And I still remember him telling me about the fact that one of the issues we had with the healthcare system was that 20% of the people were using 80% of the dollars. And these were the kind of figures that he grabbed a hold of and didn't let go.
Well, you have to keep in mind, he spent about 20 years focusing on changing how we deliver healthcare in the state of Oregon. You know, Governor Kitzhaber is part of that. Ben Westland was part of that. Mitch Greenlick, representative from Portland, was part of that. That effort was going on for so long, and even before he was in the legislature, he was working on that. And that was one of the big projects that he put countless hours into, how to redefine the Oregon health plan, how to present an idea to what eventually was the Obama administration, that we could actually hold down costs and serve more people if they allowed us to restructure how we deliver health care. And he was a major part of getting that done successfully.
A real point of pride for him, I know. In fact, we have a clip from one of the last interviews we had with Senator Bates, which was shortly before his reelection in 2014. And he was talking about working on health care reform in the state of Oregon.
We're moving forward in a lot of areas, but there's some things that need to be continued. One is our drive to get everyone in the state insured. We're at 95% insured now, which is amazing. Health insurance, yes. We've done that since 89 and got 95% insured now. And we're also, you know, want to be in a situation where these coordinated care organizations we started 18 months ago really do the job they're supposed to do, which they are starting to do. We're driving health care costs down to Medicaid. We're going to be at about 2 or 3% increase per year. And PEB, which is the biggest part of state employees who are insured by the state, their premium increase this year because of CCOs is going to be zero. I mean, I don't know any other part of the industry, the healthcare industry, where you're going to hold premiums to zero. And that's because of the things we've done through CCOs to bring costs down, preventative care, doing things that to keep people healthy before they get to the point they have to go to emergency rooms or hospitals. So that's a huge amount of money. We're talking, you know, $1 billion, which now we can move over into education, K-12, higher ed, other areas. Those savings are dramatic, and we want to make sure they continue. That's probably the biggest thing that I've worked on the last 8 years, was setting up CCOs, saving that money, moving. Now we got to move that money into higher ed and into K-12.
The late State Senator Alan Bates talking to us in 2014 before his reelection to a third term in the Oregon State Senate. He served a couple of terms in the Oregon House before that. Peter Buckley, State Representative from Ashland, on the line with us. You can join us as well as we talk about the passing of Senator Bates at age 71 on Friday. 800-838-3760 by phone, by email, jx@jeffnet.org. Peter Buckley, did Alan Bates really come up with the Oregon Health Plan? Was that partly John Kitzhaber's or some joint thing?
No, Kitzhaber led the charge on that in the 90s, but Bates was on the Health Commission during that period of time, and Kitzhaber eventually recruited Bates to run for the legislature through their relationship, through their work together on the Oregon Health Plan. So he's been a key part of this effort. What he was hoping to do next was focusing on mental health and fully integrating mental health into the healthcare system in a much more effective manner. And he was also looking at how we deliver healthcare in our Department of Corrections. And just he just never stopped trying to figure out, how do you do this better? How do you care for more people? How do you care for more people in a more effective way? And as he said in that taped interview, how do we pool our resources and get them headed back towards education?
And through the tightening up of healthcare in Oregon, was the legislature able to divert money into higher ed and all the other areas he talked about?
Absolutely. I mean, we're not where we need to be yet, but both in the 2013 session and 2015 session, we made significant investments in education, over $1 billion in 2013 to K-12, the largest increase in state history. And then in the 2015 session, the largest increase in higher education funding in state history. We're still not where we need to be, and we still have a structural deficit because of Measure 5, which is something that Bates and I constantly talked about. How do we address this? How do we try to get the investment levels that we need to in education? But his work went a long, long way towards getting us to where we are now.
Again, Peter Buckley, our guest on the Jefferson Exchange. Room for many more comments here, and many more have been made already. Let's start with the statement actually from the Bates family. Put out on Saturday. The entire Bates family is still in shock at this sudden tragedy. We are comforted in the fact that he passed after a day of doing something he loved. Alan Bates was a Vietnam War veteran and primary care physician, as you heard. Served in the Eagle Point School Board, Governor's Education Task Force, State Health Services Commission, all kinds of things that he had done. So it crossed a lot of people. And I don't mean crossed in the bad way, but his path crossed that of a lot of other people. Kate Brown said in a statement that Bates was a close friend. In her words, he left an indelible impression on Oregon, and I will miss him forever. House Speaker Tina Kotek said that Bates will be remembered for supporting vulnerable Oregonians and his generosity. Senate President Peter Courtney, we've invited to come on the program today as well, haven't heard from him, says, what are we going to do without Doc? We relied on him. He saved lives. And in fact, there was a real physical episode of that, I understand, where a Republican senator, Alan Olson, I guess, had a bad day just this year, was it?
It was I think it was the 2015 session. He was having heart trouble, and he was in his office, and they sent for Bates, and Senator Olson didn't want to have any medical attention, and Bates, fortunately, was there to take care of him and get him attention and get him to the hospital. Senator Olson would not have made it otherwise.
Lots of other comments that have come in, and not just from people who worked closely with Senator Bates. And as you heard, Senator Olson was a Republican too. And one of the more interesting comments was Senator Bates saying that that forever he'll have to wear it around his neck like an albatross that he saved a Republican.
Bates had a great sense of humor. He really did. I and he took care of everybody in the Capitol. I mean, anybody from a staff member, anybody that a member of the legislature who was feeling ill or was hurt. In one episode, he talked down a guy who came in the Senate chamber with a knife and was threatening people, and Bates talked them down. I went over to his office once, Jeff, when my leg was swollen up with tendonitis, and I limped over to his office and said, Bates, my leg's swollen up, it's hurting. He looked at it, and he goes, it's tendonitis. I said, what should I do? He said, you're getting old, get over it. And I thought, well, that's great bedside manner. Thanks, Bates.
He really could turn it on when he needed to, from the sounds of it, though.
He could.
Statements also from people in other parties. I mean, Representative Dwayne Stark of Grants Pass put out, my prayers go out to Senator Bates' family. Our community is deeply saddened by the news of his passing. I was so fortunate to get to know Doc Bates over the past few years, serving side by side on the Human Services Budget Committee. He demonstrated compassion for people in need while keeping an eye on the taxpayer's wallet. The senator was instrumental in making the new Grants Pass Sober Center become reality, and he was even working with me to maintain drug treatment services in Grants Pass this week. His leadership and service has left a lasting legacy in Southern Oregon that will benefit future generations. A whole bunch of people remarking on Twitter. Newt Bueller, who is also a member of the state legislature, RIP, my friend, Senator Dr. Alan Bates, we will miss your passion, energy, dedication to service, and mentoring of me as a freshman legislator. So Senator Dr. Bates gave people from the other party mentoring as well as from his own?
Absolutely. Bates was a statesman. Bates was... It didn't matter who you are. You walk into his office, or you catch him in the hallway, and you tell him something's going on. He was going to try to help you. It didn't matter what party.
Also, responses not just from within the state of Oregon, but also from people at the national level as well. Oregon Senator Ron Wyden put out a statement of his own on Saturday.
As a frequent moderator of my town halls in Southern Oregon and a regular advisor on virtually every important health issue to Oregon and our country, I have watched Senator Bates pour his heart and soul into helping others. As a doctor and legislator, Alan succeeded mightily in making people's lives better, a rich legacy that I remember today as I mourn the very sad news of his passing. I am always going to treasure Alan's wise and common sense counsel on health care, foster care, and so many other issues core to his ethic of service to others. My wife Nancy and I extend our deepest condolences to Alan's wife, Lori, and their whole family.
And there's also a tweet from Senator Jeff Merkley, Oregon's other U.S. senator, who writes, Oregon State Senator Alan Bates was a wonderful friend and a powerful voice in the legislature. His leadership and expertise will be deeply missed. We got an email just this morning from Alan Journay, co-facilitator at Southern Oregon Climate Action Now. He writes, Southern Oregonians were so very fortunate to have had the opportunity to elect Alan Bates to represent them in Salem. It is difficult to imagine that we in this region could have had a better representative working on our behalf to promote quality education, affordable and accessible health care, and sane protection of our environment and natural beauty for current residents and future generations. Replacing Doc Bates with an equal champion will be a difficult challenge indeed. Alan Journay concludes, our hearts reach out to Alan's family and friends in their grief. We hope they know how much the region shares their sorrow. How reluctant or eager was Alan Bates to do all the policy things he did, Peter Buck? I mean, he certainly had a full life, it sounds like, doing his work as a physician.
Yeah, and he really did struggle, Jeff. You know, and he loved his family so much.
All right, let me give you a moment here to compose. We have also heard from... now I got to compose myself.
Yep.
Samantha Bates Tipler just wrote in to say, I want you to know the family is listening to the broadcast.
He struggled, Jeff, whether, you know, he could keep up the trips to Salem. And I think what drove him, though, is that he was making a difference. He knew he was making a difference. But, God, he treasured his time with his family. And Lori has been so incredible, you know, gift to him. And they've been so happy. And he's been so happy. And as I said earlier, so he struggled with trying to find that balance. What is that balance? But he was driven to care for people. And when he saw the possibility to help transform foster care in our state, for instance, he couldn't step back from that. He worked with Rita Sullivan and others here in the region to develop a different approach to foster care that's now being taken statewide. He simply was the sort of man, if he saw a way that he could help, he could not step away from that path.
Did he ever get down about the fact that it seems like the task of an Oregon legislator is somewhat Sisyphean? You're always pushing the boulder up the hill.
Yes, there were times he'd come over and sit at my desk on the House floor, and he'd look at me and say, "What are we doing here? What are we doing here?" Goodness.
Well, you know, the fact is that with a vacancy occurring in a legislative seat this many days before an election, it's more than 62 days, so an election is required this fall to fill the back 2 years of Senator Bates' term. Nominations have to be provided by parties. Peter Buckley, I'm probably not the first person I ask. Hate to be the crass one here, but are you thinking about jumping into that two-year race?
No, I'm not, Jeff. I think the politics can wait a little bit. That's not in my future. I'm doing work now that I think is very important with trying to focus on adverse childhood experiences and trying to help kids get a better start here in Southern Oregon. So I'm engaged in work that I think Bates would be happy that I'm engaged in. And the politics will play itself out. Right now, I just want to keep the focus on celebrating the life of a true champion for Southern Oregon and our kids and our families.
So more things to report from Twitter feeds over the last couple of days. Conservation voters, Oregon League of Conservation Voters, sending our condolences for the sudden loss of Senator Alan Bates, a champion for Oregon's rivers and fish. Thanks for your service, Doc. Bud Pierce, the Republican candidate for Oregon governor, writes, "We mourn the loss of a great Oregon physician and leader, Bud Pierce himself a physician. He says our thoughts and prayers are with Senator Alan Bates' family and friends." Mike McLean, who is the House Republican leader, again a Republican, getting in here to say, "Very sad to hear my friend Senator Alan Bates died last night. A kind man, an amazing doctor. We'll miss him so much." And again, from Samantha Bates Tipler, "Just wants to say thank you for taking the time to remember and honor our beloved husband and father. Thank you, Peter, for speaking about his great work and life." All kinds of people from the state treasurer, Ted Wheeler, and he is the Portland mayor-elect, also wrote in over the weekend to say, "Senator Alan Bates will be missed. He was an excellent public service and a true leader, Most important, he was kind." That, I think, is probably the thing that will be remembered better than anything, Peter Buckley, the fact that Senator Alan Bates really seemed to be nice to people.
Jeff, we would do town halls together, and someone would bring up an issue that they were struggling with, and, you know, sometimes it would even be a health-related issue they're struggling at a political town hall, and Bates would stay after that town hall and talk to that person and make sure that there was a follow-up and there was a way to help. He was a very kind man, and always tremendously kind to me, coming into the legislature and helping me, you know, get my feet underneath me. And I'm one of many, many legislators who could say the same thing.
And so was he a mentor to you when you came in?
Oh, very much so. My first session, I had a kind of reputation for not talking a lot. My first session, I was trying to listen a lot, and Bates was very instrumental in making sure I was asking the right questions, that I was meeting with the right people and getting the right kind of training that I needed to be a good legislator. And again, tremendously patient. When I was appointed a chair of Ways and Means, he was the first person I called. And I said, "You know, Bates, for God's sakes, what am I supposed to do now?" And he said, "Let's take it step by step." Helped me. He always had my back every step of the way, Jeff.
A lot of good things for a lot of people. From the late Senator Alan Bates, died at the age of 71 on Friday. Representative Peter Buckley, I know this was not easy. Thank you so much for joining us on the Jefferson Exchange.
Jeff, thanks for giving the time for a great man.
All right, take care.